Transponder is a transgender-founded and led nonprofit based in Eugene, Oregon, providing support, resources, and education for the transgender and gender-diverse community and our allies. Our mission is to foster healthy communities through wellness programs, social meetings, socials, and special events, trans-inclusive resources, and training and consultation services to improve the lives and outcomes of LGBTQIA2S people, emphasizing trans and gender-diverse Oregonians. Transponder's vision and commitment is to address the root causes of discrimination within and outside transgender, gender-diverse, intersex, lesbian, gay, bisexual, asexual, and queer communities through an intersectional social justice lens. Transponder offers a variety of support groups, programs, and social gatherings such as the Book Club, the Transparent Support Group, Queer Yoga, the We Us Our Social Hour, the Produce Plus Food Program, and much more. We also offer many free services and programs at the Queer Resource Center, located at 1185 Arthur Street in Eugene. The QRC, a joint partnership with HIV Alliance, was created to deepen and strengthen our commitment to providing care to the LGBTQIA2S+ community, especially the transgender and gender-diverse community. Services available at the QRC include free harm reduction supplies, needles, syringes, alcohol wipes, and sharps containers, Narcan, free injection supplies in the office or delivered, free at-home HIV testing kits in the office or delivered, free STI testing, including HIV, hepatitis C, and syphilis. They also have behavioral health services such as resource navigation, peer support in groups, substance use counseling. We also have Sylvia's Closet, our gender-affirming product resource room. We have binders, bras, wigs, lashes, breast forms, packers, stand-to-pee devices, packing underwear, tucking underwear, period underwear. Transgender people are a diverse community representing all racial and ethnic backgrounds. While trans people are becoming increasingly visible, they still face severe discrimination, stigma, and systemic inequality. Therefore, our work has to be intersectional. As a part of that work, we have provided training across Oregon to a broad spectrum of organizations and have learned that positive change for the transgender and gender-expansive community is created through supporting personal efficacy from within the trans and gender-expansive community, supporting institutional and systemic change in the broader community through consultation, training, and education, and continuing training practices to create a welcoming and inclusive environment. Whether you are at the beginning of this work or wish to continue building on a solid foundation, Transponder's training, equity, and advocacy services will meet you where you're at and work alongside you to foster a safe, empathetic, and honest conversational space where everyone can grow their knowledge and advocacy tools together.
Welcome to another edition of Who's in Bloom, our Patreon Mostly series, where we wax poetically about the angiosperm parade of floral sexual reproduction. I'm your co-host of the Science Witch podcast, Angel, and for this episode, I want to declare that I'm totally a gladiola girl, in the sense that these fantastic flowers have a femme charm and magic that just have to be gushed about for their bloom season. Gladiolus, scientific name Gladiolus, are members of the iris family, Iridaceae, and are commonly known as glads. The floral spikes of frilly blooms are a multitude of colors that range in gradients from blue to purple to pink. These aesthetic flower clusters also range in size from the smaller hybrids that fit perfectly in containers to the large flowered grandifolia hybrids, which send out huge spikes of blooms in a range of colors. Additionally, gladiolus are the official birth flower of August and associated with a 40th wedding anniversary. They are the ultimate bouquet flowers, hence their popularity for use in wedding bouquets. The genus occurs in Asia, Mediterranean Europe, South Africa, and tropical Africa. The center of diversity is in the Cape Floristic region of South Africa. The South African species were originally pollinated by long-tongued bees, but reduction in the bee populations have necessitated that the plants adapt to allowing pollination by sunbirds, noctoid and hawk moths, and long-toothed flies, among several other types of arthropods. Growing gladiolus is relatively easy, as it has a hardiness across the USDA zones 8 through 11. The best time to plant the corms is in spring, once the danger of frost has passed and the soil has warmed to at least 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Planting corms 10 days apart in rows will yield staggered blooms all the way through the summer. Depending on the variety, it takes glads on average 60 to 90 days to root, grow, and bloom. Planting in rows is usually best recommended 6 to 8 inches apart in about 4 inches deep of soil, where with pointed ends facing up, then covered with some compost and mulch. Glads thrive best in soils slightly acidic to neutral. During the growing season, water regularly to ensure that the corms stay moist. Once the corms start to bloom, remove the dead and faded blossoms to encourage more flowers. When the stalk has completely exhausted all its blooms, cut it off at 2 to 3 inches from the soil and leave intact so that the plant can produce new corms for next season. When the weather gets cold, it's time to harvest the corms and store them for planting next season. Use a spade to dig up the whole plant and gently shake to remove the soil. Remove any dead or damaged corms. Cut any stalk 1 to 2 inches from the corms. Allow the corms to dry in the sun for 1 to 2 days, then cure in a warm and airy location for 2 to 3 weeks, being sure to throw away the oldest bottom corms from the base of the new ones. While it may be tempting, do not remove the husks from the corms. Store them to overwinter in a paper bag in an environment that stays cool and dry but doesn't freeze. Come spring, they will be ready to plant and begin the parade of passionate blooms for another season. There is even a bit of a trick to properly harvesting the flowers. First, only cut the blooms in the morning or night and never at the heat of the day. Use a sharp knife to cut the flower stalks diagonally and then place the flowers in a vase with lukewarm water. Cut the stalks with only 1 to 2 flowers open, as they will continue to bloom once cut in a vase. Allow the corms to retain 2 to 4 leaves so that it will be viable for next season. Let the cut flowers rest in a cool, dark place for a few hours before adding them to a bouquet. As the flowers fade, pinch off the blooms every few days to encourage new blooms to open, so you'll have a dynamic and living bouquet for at least several days to 2 weeks. Interestingly, despite their flamboyant and colorful appearance, the Greco-Roman god of the underworld, Pluto, was said to wear a wreath of gladiolus called Xiphion in Koine Greek. Perhaps this was to welcome his bride back to the underworld in less than a month left of her residence in the Summerlands, before Persephone returned to her husband's realm for the winter months. This aspect of the ethnobotanical history of glads gives them a bit of a sinister loveliness as we move towards the dark, colder days of the year when the flowers are barren and the world above is cold. For now, we are still in the last lovely days of summer, and the gladiolus are there to display their beautiful bouquets for the next few weeks, adorning the head of the god of the underworld in his summer couture in anticipation for his dark queen's arrival. In the language of flowers, gladiolus signifies remembrance, which is a suiting theme for this episode of Who's in Bloom. As we careen towards the end of August, the beginning of September, it's important to take a moment to remember the year so far and what is now behind us. I would like to dedicate this episode to the memory of someone I will always cherish now during this time of year, one of our beloved wild witches and supporters of the podcast that left us too soon. Hail to the traveler, Travis. We will speak your name at Samhain and always remember the light and laughter that you brought to our lives the short time you were among us. Thank you for listening to this episode of Who's in Bloom. Tune in this Saturday to our live stream of the Trans Telethon, which will feature the comedy stylings of yours truly and the musical talents of my lovely co-host, Ruby. If you can make it out to the event live, we'd love to see you. The Trans Telethon 2 will happen August 31st, 2024 from 7 to 8:30 PST at the Infinity Room in downtown Salem. As I mentioned before, if you can't be there live, tune in to our Twitch channel to see a free live stream and donate to our important cause of supporting the Rainbow Railroad. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And as always, don't forget to stop and adore the flowers.